Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyadi Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are celebrating Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. The disappearance day. When this happened, I believe 44 years ago, we were very much shocked. Are we emotionally disconnected now? We can rationalize, of course, with the philosophy and with very powerful intellectual concepts, Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, and say, no, he's here, in his purport, he said so. But I still remember when it happened, it was as if an impossibility had crashed into our lives and had totally overwhelmed us. And of course, when this happens, those who have done research on trauma will tell you the human mind needs to do something to cope with this. It needs to build protective walls around itself so that it can go on and survive the crash, so to say, of his world. But these are concepts. These are maybe psychological necessities, but they do not wipe away the fact that Prabhupada disappeared. We know in his comforting presence there was always an immediate correction available. We know that in his comforting presence we were challenged to be much better versions of ourselves than we could even imagine, because we know his encouragement, his wave of the hand like this when we did kirtan before him made us jump 2.50 meters and break world records in high jumping. He did have in his presence an amazing ability to install certain shakti, the bhakti shakti in us. Are we numbed to this? I liked when, it's usually the ladies who are connected more with emotions, when Omala said, we miss him. I think we should also allow this emotion of feeling in our lives, because it is through the emotion of separation. I feel separated, and it's not okay that I'm separated. That an amazing amount of anuttapa, purification, takes place in the heart. So let us not, in the name of rationalization, throw away the mood of separation from Srila Prabhupada on this appearance day. I would now go into a few quite philosophical glorifications of Srila Prabhupada based on the famous prayer, Shri Guru Charana Padma. I will read some of Vishwanath Chakravarti's purport, and then I will talk personally, and I hope that some of Dhanuddha Maharaj's fire will come into me, because I have certainly a burning message, but if I'm sleepy or exhausted, it will not come over so well. There is one phrase in the morning prayers. It is by His grace that we cross the ocean of material existence. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says on this sentence, it's by His grace only that we cross. He says the spiritual master is equipped with the potency to deliver his disciples from the grip of nescience and deliver them to the lotus feet of Krishna. The Guru has this power. He can deliver us from nescience and bring us to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why we always sing Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadam. By His mercy, all is possible. There's another verse, verse 2, there is a statement, by His mercy, all desires are fulfilled. You may remember this. Ye prasade pure sarva ash, no? All by His mercy, all desires are fulfilled. I would like to dig a little bit in our heart and explain something about spiritual desires. Spiritual desires are to meet Krishna and to please Him personally. We have other desires, yes, for positions, for somehow dying a graceful death, being a little bit healthy and not so disturbed. But spiritual desires are something else. They spring from the soul to meet with Krishna and to serve Him favorably. So the word sarva ash, says Vishwanath, indicates that one should be transcendentally greedy. Oops. Greedy to achieve the loving service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, such as massaging their feet or offering them a chamara in a Vrindavan Nikunj. This is a yaktail whisk. And to go to the grove decorated with jewels and pearls. With whomever the spiritual master is pleased, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna are also pleased. Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada. By the mercy of the spiritual master, such high-flying desires, which we are very shy to speak in public, are coming fulfilled. I believe Prabhupada had these desires because his desire was not to only die in the walls of the institution he had established. He wanted to go out to the unpredictable nectar of Krishna consciousness which flows here by the side of Govardhan. Yes. There's another line, and this will be the last line, so please persist in your attention. He who has given me the gift of transcendent vision is my Lord, birth after birth. This means he gives me vision. He opens my eyes, my darkened eyes, covered with nations, and awards this divine vision with which we can cross the ocean of material existence and become qualified to behold the higher spiritual reality. I was yesterday sitting at a holy place, and devotees from New York came, and I asked them, how is your parikrama? And they said, terrible and sweet. He says, can you explain? And the devotee couple, very good devotee, said, Maharaj, we have never been so close to Krishna and realized that we are so far away from him. We have never been so close to Krishna. Here are the places where he still performs his pastimes. Yet we feel light years away. We feel so far away, and it gives us pain. I said, good, good. Let that pain stay. Let it not go so fast. Let it burn a little bit deeper into your existence, because it is only through this realization, through this sorrow of your own, where you confront your fallen existence, that you will be able to turn to Krishna and look for help and give up your own tools. Let them die, let them go to the side, and pray, pay the price of glorium, of intense desire. And then I said, I have good news for you. You cannot see the holy place with your eyes. No? You cannot feel anything here with your emotions. No, these are good news. You cannot chant even. No. But if you turn to the one who can give you eyes, if you can turn to the one who can give you a heart to feel, if you can turn to the one who can give you the tongue to chant, then you have hope. I realized this myself. I'm trying to chant some extra rounds in the months of Kartik, every Kartik trying. But there comes always the breaking point when I see I can't do this. I can't chant, at least not beyond mechanical rote chanting. I cannot. I have a material tongue. I'm a material being. I'm an ant on a dark stone in a dark night of ignorance, in an absolutely dismal universe. What can I do in a whisper to practice? Nothing on my own. But through the blessings, as we have heard, it is possible to turn all of a sudden from dismal desperation into a joyful chanting dancing creature. Joyful chanting dancing ant, not more. For this life. So it can happen by Prabhupada's grace. My dear devotees, I realize more and more especially here, and then also in the preaching field, I can imagine, oh, Sachinandan Swami knows good German, he knows how to motivate people. He has done it many times. He sits down, he brings his notes, he uses his tricks, and bang, the people like it. I can imagine that. But here, my imagination stops. Sachinandan Swami is a dismal end. That's all. I cannot imagine. I cannot deceive myself here. But I can sing the glories of my exalted spiritual master from experience that yes, something comes all of a sudden. Mostly when I've given up hopes on my own things, the five keys for better chanting, the exercise number four, and so on. And when I'm there, a broken man crying tears, I cannot even cry, because a North German is too proud to do that. But I can at least sincerely ask for mercy. And then, whoop, it happens. Some energy which is not mine, some blessing which does not come from any other source than Srila Prabhupada and his way of teaching me, and that comes. I would like to end now. Two things. There's a very interesting verse and purport which I would like to raise your attention to. It comes in the third canto, 15th chapter, verse 36. Where the word anutapa is introduced to our awareness. Anutapa is a very interesting word. Tapa means, in the literal translation, burning. Anu means after, so it's the afterburn. What it means, taking it out of this direct translation, it's the regret, the burning regret when you see that you blew it. We are surrounded with American English. I have learned a little of your language. When we blew it, no? When we see we made a grave mistake. If after seeing that, we feel sincere regret, mercy can happen. I am informed that this is here. What you find out is, please help me, the two guards on the door of Vaikuntha, Jai and Vijay, they had turned away the most qualified for Kumaras. They had said, you are children, you are also naked, not properly dressed, you cannot come here. And they realized by the reaction, my God, these are saints, we have just made Vaishnava apparat. And the Kumaras have already thrown their curse. I understand when you really want to curse, take your index finger and put the thumb over it, and then you go. That's the gesture for a curse. It just didn't happen. So they felt this anutapa, this burning after the mistake, this regret, and they said, we pray, I'm taking only a short section out of the verse, that due to your compassion, your Vaishnavas, and our repentance, the illusion of forgetting the Supreme Personality of Godhead will not come upon us. I pray on this disappearance day to Srila Prabhupada, please forgive my weaknesses. Please forgive my North German arrogance, which is, of course, in ISKCON I've learned to disguise it with polite language, because it's very chic to be humble in our movement. But there is an arrogant North German sitting here. I pray that due to my various conditionings, due to your compassion and my whatever repentance I can see, that I will be protected to not forget Krishna. I have faith in Sridhar Swami, the great commentator of the Bhagavatam, who said, regret causes mercy to appear. Mercy always follows after regret. And this is what I told the devotees who said, we are here, but we are so far away. We are here in the most holy place, but we are so far away. We feel so like this. And I said, regret it. Let it burn a little deeper. Let it not go too fast with a good pizza and a nice distraction on your mobile telephone. Let this go a little bit deeper, because then you may get the real thing. In closing, I want to say I thank His Holiness Bhikkhu Krishna Maharaj for his unity in diversity. It makes an oddball like me, who is sometimes asking, oh, am I wanted in Prabhupada's movement, because I think sometimes different on things. Do I have my place? And he, of course, I don't feel from Prabhupada a rejection. I feel he has always, you know, when being with Prabhupada, don't you all know there are two sides of him? Very high expectations, double it, you know, translate more, and whatever he told us. But at the same time, unconditional acceptance in whatever you were or whatever you could do. Yes, he was a teacher. Yes, he was at times a demanding teacher and a demanding guru, but he always, even when his lips were quivering in anger at our foolish mistakes, he always was so compassionate. He never gave up on anyone. He lived this unity in this diversity, really, even in his role as the founder and the leader of an international movement. And that two sides are very necessary to remember. I remember last year how when we came together, a wonderful realization rose in the assembly of Vaishnavas. That was, as long as we follow Prabhupada, follow his orders, and try our best doing it, we are on his Jaladuta. Jaladuta means the boat which he took when he came to the West to spread the mission of Krishna consciousness. And yes, one exalted God brother who often says things very quick and he, which should maybe not published, be published, he said, yes, I will be on Prabhupada's Jaladuta, but maybe I can have my own little cabin. You know. Yes, everyone is welcome. Everyone can come and be connected with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the ongoing mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And let us not forget today to cry a little bit when we are in our own cabin, in our own place, in our mission, and also tell him, I miss you. I think he would also be happy if he hear that statement from us. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His Holiness Sachinandan Swami ki jai.